Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Heavens May Fall by Alan Eskins. Narrated by R.C. Bray, David Colacci, and Amy McFadden. Part 1. The Death. Chapter 1. The courtroom had fallen quiet, the judge's words lost behind a low hum that droned in Max Rupert's ears. Max reached for his water glass, a waxy paper cup on the rail of the witness stand. It lifted empty and light. He didn't remember drinking the last of his water. He paused, the empty cup halfway to his lips, unsure what to do next. Pretend to take a drink? Put the cup back down on the rail? And such silence. How was that possible in a courtroom full of people? So quiet that he could hear the blood pulsing through his ears, his rage thumping against his eardrums, flicking the tips of his fingers. He fought against showing any facial expression. The jury would be studying him as the echoes of the cross-examination pinged and settled into their memories. "Look at me, Sandin," Max yelled in his mind, the words pounding like ball peen on steel. "Look in my eyes, you son of a bitch." He willed the attorney to raise his head, but Bodie Sandin kept his gaze fixed on the legal pad at his elbow. Max took a slow, subtle breath and tried to relax. He didn't want the jury to see the emotion that fought to break free of its tether. He saw the empty cup in his half-raised hand. He'd forgotten about it for a moment. He raised the empty cup a few more inches, tipping it to verify that it was bone dry. Not a single drop to trickle onto his dry tongue. He pretended to take a sip anyway, and then he gently returned the cup to the rail.